Without belaboring the point, this Thursday and Friday are, technically speaking, the two greatest days of the calendar year. That's because they're the first 2 days of the men's NCAA Division I basketball tournament, which means that over the course of 2 days, 64 teams will be cut in half through 32 single elimination games. That's approximately 64 hours of high-intensity basketball played between the hours of noon and midnight Thursday and Friday. I'll spare you any additional math, but needless to say, if you're a college basketball junkie, and I am, this is what heaven looks like. Only in heaven, I pick all 32 games correctly and win my office pool. But despite the grandeur of these 2 days, and several to follow, things aren't all right in college hoops. In fact, some teams in the tournament are playing under the specter of NCAA and perhaps criminal investigations because of an alleged bribery scandal that involved paying players and coaches and shoe companies and all the things that affirm our worst beliefs about the impurity of college athletics. University of Arizona, for example, is under the spotlight because the FBI has recorded conversations of their coach Sean Miller discussing $100,000 payouts to recruits. Oh, and one of Miller's assistants was arrested for taking bribe money to steer players to financial advisors. Other schools under investigation, like USC, were surprisingly left out of the tournament field. Some believe that's not a coincidence. What also may not be a coincidence is that a disproportionate number of these schools come from the Pac-12 Conference, one of the nation's presumed leaders both athletically and academically. So, in response to all of that, Pac-12 Conference Commissioner Larry Scott and his task force just released a 50-page document on, for lack of a better way to put it, how to clean up college basketball. Recommendations include the following. First, let high school players go straight to the pros, but if they do go to college, they can't go pro for at least 3 years. This eliminates the one-and-done ethos of college basketball, where star athletes use college as a one-year holding pen before going pro. The report also recommends allowing athletes to talk to agents without losing their eligibility, allowing them to get better career advice. It also extends the recruiting calendar, and it encourages the NCAA to focus on serious infractions instead of the kind of small-time stuff that makes most people scratch their head, like a coach being penalized for buying a kid a sandwich. Those are the recommendations from the Pac-12, a conference that regularly competes for national championships in revenue sports and sends countless athletes to the NBA, NFL, and Major League Baseball, not to mention the Olympics. It's also home of Stanford, Berkeley, USC, and a bunch of other schools whose presidents would rather not read about shady cash deals and FBI wiretaps. It's not exactly the stuff of academic prestige. What the task force did not recommend, not surprisingly, was paying players, or allowing athletes to make money off their likeness, or allowing players to unionize or take a much reduced course load, or any of the other recommendations made by labor activists. In other words, what they didn't do was acknowledge that big-time college sports, like college basketball and the Pac-12, is basically professional, and a whole lot of the problems the FBI is looking at right now, like how shoe companies are filtering cash to star athletes, might be happening because the model of unpaid labor generating big-time cash under the guise of higher education isn't particularly stable. Needless to say, many critics of college sports, particularly labor activists, aren't particularly pleased with the task force's report. It's a package of band-aids when they prefer open-heart surgery. And let's be honest, I'm fairly certain most of these recommendations won't get past committee anyway. Good luck telling Kentucky basketball boosters they can't recruit McDonald's All-Americans anymore. So a lot of this is theoretical, which I suppose is much of what happens on a college campus. But know this, as we all settle in for the greatest 2 days in college sports, or perhaps the world, college athletics is nearing a breaking point. So much that Condoleezza Rice is now heading a national NCAA task force to try and fix it. The Pac-12 was simply trying to get ahead of that story, whatever it may be. College sports administrators from the West Coast have presented a blueprint to try and preserve a model that increasingly doesn't work, where high-paid coaches and administrators run semi-pro teams on university campuses with unpaid athletes that might not want to be there and might be taking bribe money on the side from a shoe company. Sounds stable, right? Which is why Thursday and Friday may be the best days of the year, but sadly, they may not be for long.